Let's start with money and the state's $32 billion budget. What's the governor likely to say about that?
Well, we already know that the state has a few hundred million dollars more to work with this year because tax revenues have continued to improve. This is a good thing. We will probably learn what kind of raise the governor plans to give state workers. They haven't been thrilled with the 1% and 2% increases the last couple of years, mostly because they went 3 years without a pay hike at all. The governor has hinted he'd put more money into higher education. Colleges and universities get about 30% less money from the state than they did 10 years ago. However, the governor has warned us that much of this new revenue the state's getting is already spoken for. That's because of rising costs associated with TennCare. Primarily, this is more people enrolling in the health insurance program for the poor.
Now, last year, the governor talked a lot about tax cuts. Can we expect more of that tonight?
Actually, yes. What the governor proposed was to cut the food tax over 3 years. Last year, it went down from 5.5% to 5.25%. Don't know if you noticed. The end goal is 5%. So it'll be interesting to see if he goes all the way to that point this year or waits until next. Haslam proposed cutting the estate tax on inheritance last year, which the legislature actually decided to phase out completely over the next few years. Now there's talk about getting rid of something called the Hall Income Tax, which is a 6% levy on investment income. Republican leaders say it hits more than just rich people. They say run-of-the-mill retirees are often getting pinched too.
All right, so that's the money side of things. In terms of policy proposals, what might come out?
The first word from folks in Governor Haslam's office are workers' comp, as in the insurance employers have to pay in case their workers get hurt. This is a lot of money if you're talking about high-risk industries like roofing. Now, this is not the most talked-about topics unless you're a small business owner or maybe you've been hurt on the job. Small businesses have been pushing hard for changes. Their biggest request is to keep disputes out of the courts by establishing some sort of special commission. They think it gets a lot more expensive and complicated when you're dealing with workers' comp issues with lawyers and judges.
Now, education is a stated priority of Governor Haslam's. Any changes or new proposals there?
The proposal that's certain to be in the governor's agenda is school vouchers. Now, it took some time for even Haslam to come around to this idea. It's money that the state would give to families so they could send kids to private schools. Many Republican lawmakers would like to see these vouchers for just about any family, but Haslam has indicated these would be for low-income kids only. The question is really how a program would work and what would be required of private schools who take this state money, and that kind of detail we probably won't find out this evening if he mentions vouchers at all in his speech.
So taxes, budget, education, we can expect all those things, but could there be any surprises in the mix?
Well, I'm told there will be a public safety component to what the governor wants to do this year. Hard to know what that might be. The governor's office says he's also focused on increasing the efficiency and effectiveness of government. This could mean all sorts of things, but last year the governor did announce consolidating a few boards. He's hinted that he'd prefer to pay employees based on performance, not just seniority in the state, and that could be in the cards somewhere. Last year, the governor made a huge announcement about getting rid of a lot of civil service rules that didn't make sense to him anyway. We may hear a follow-up on that.
All right. Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director. He joins us Mondays to talk about what's happening at the state capitol.